I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources announces management responsibilities changing at the Carlisle Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area. About 2,600 acres at Eckerd's Woods and Speaker Lake will be returned to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for wildlife management efforts. The department also plans to demolish the bridge at the woods due to flooding, age, natural deterioration, and the bridge preventing the creek's flow. The management change aims to better focus the department's limited funds on areas protected by the existing levee and water control system. It will also allow the Corps of Engineering to focus on rehabilitation efforts to make the area more manageable. The management transfer is set for the end of the 2024-2025 waterfowl season. The weather outside is getting frightful, and the Illinois Department of Public Health is telling people to get vaccinated for respiratory illnesses. This includes the flu, COVID-19, RSV, and whooping cough. IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vora says whooping cough cases have been on the rise in Illinois and across the country, and he says infections are only going to increase as the holiday season gets underway.
We're not in the midst of a global pandemic, and the importance of seeing and being around family and friends during these really incredible moments in the year. But our hope from a public health perspective is for people to be as careful as possible.
The FDA and CDC approved new COVID and flu vaccines, which are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. The SIU Arena, now known as Banterra Center, is 60 years old. On December 5th, 1964, the Salukis defeated Oklahoma State 78-15 in the first basketball game played at the arena. The game saw a matchup between Coach Jack Hartman of SIU and his own coach at Oklahoma State, the legendary Henry Iba. The Saluki men's basketball team has won nearly 74% of their games all time in the arena. Individually, Mike Glenn and Anthony Beans are the all-time leading scorers in arena history with 885 points. SIU is back home tomorrow for a 2 p.m. tip against Southern Indiana.